Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's April 15, 2024. Hope the day hasn't been too taxing for you. We're doing a brand new event called Embody Your Highest Divinity. And we've never done it before, so I'm excited to see how it works. It'll be similar in structure to some other events we do. And I'll explain it all to you guys right now. So after this intro, I'm sitting in front of a shamanic mesa. And I'm going to call the directions in a language called Quechua. And then I'm going to call in a whole bunch of allies. And these are all beings of love and light. You may not recognize them all, but I've been on the path spiritually for almost 50 years and I've accumulated quite a crew of helpers. They're all happy to help everybody out. So we're going to stock ourselves well with divine allies. And then we're going to set up a safe container so we're safe to just relax and open fully to the energies of the space. Once the field is set, and this will be effective for you whether you're live or on the recording, then we're going to go into embodied awakening, invite our higher selves to merge with us in our human bodies to the greatest extent that serves highest good. That's the preparation. Then once that's done, we will ask the allies, please let us embody our highest divinity. And they're going to work with each and every one of us individually to help each of us move to that highest level. And we're going to do that by basically getting really passive and letting these divine helpers and your higher self escort you to that highest divinity that you can hold. We're really big on letting the allies do stuff for us that they do better than our human selves can. So there's a lot of invoking and relaxing in Awakening Plus work. I want to thank everyone who's here, whether you remember or not. Already I'm seeing, wow, 58 people in the room. That's a good turnout. And I'm going to very briefly acknowledge the folks who are here live. So thanks for being here. Angela, Arlene, Bevy, Brian, another Brian, Brittany, Carmen, Cass, and Jim, another Cass. We've also got Cynthia, Diana, Diane, another Diane, EMC, Fran, James, Janet, Jay. Let's see who else we got here. If I can scroll. We also have Jeannie Lee, Jenny, Jesse, Judith, Judy. The J's are well represented. We've got Karen, Casey, Ken, Kirk, Laura, Lisa, Liz, Marie, Mary, Maxine, Mina, Mia, Molly, Nanda. We also have Nathan, Pat, Paul, Paula, another Paula, Pete, Renate, Serena, Sandraya. Spirit Song is here. So glad you're here, baby. She's my partner. Stacy, Tina, and then we have Zen and a Zoom user and a few phone callers. And then there's David at the end there. So thanks all of you for being here. I see a lot of names here I don't recognize. So I will be sure to give a full description of everything we need to do. So this will take about an hour. I do make a request. It may sound unusual in this day and age, but I'm going to ask you to please give us your undivided attention the very best you can. And the reason is because we all co-create this sacred space. So if you're acting like you're right here in the room with me and as fully present as you can be, that's going to give you a better experience. And because you're part of the web of the field, it's going to help everybody else too. So to the best of your ability, please be as fully present as you can, even if you're on the recording. We're all linked up beyond time and space. If you need to leave early, that is fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and they'll be happy to do that. There will be no disruption if you have to leave early. Okay, so I'm going to assume from here forward that you can give me your undivided attention. If not, then by all means, be safe above all. So please close your eyes. Take a moment and just feel how your physical body feels. Just a general sense of it. And if you have awareness of your energy body, that tingly stuff in and around you, just notice that as well. And just feel whatever you feel. I often yawn a lot in the early stages of the process. That's not fatigue, it's energy release. Okay, now that you have your baseline of how you feel, I'm going to ask you to relax into passivity, and I'm going to do the setup I described, calling the directions, calling the allies, setting up the sacred container. And you may feel energy shifting, and if so, just feel passively whatever's happening. If you can't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. No breath control, just relax and feel whatever you feel. So passive feeling is your job right now. And I'm going to yawn one more time and get it rolling. Pachamama. Mama Kia. Wiracocha. Inti. I am that I am. To prepare myself, I call my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, fourth density, or higher service to other consciousness, and any other consciousness that serves highest good for me as facilitator. Let it be so. Thank you. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama the Hugging Saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, the Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the Confederation of Planets in service to the Infinite Creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Feeling pretty yummy already. We call the archangels Raphael, Michael, Uriel, Gabriel, and Metatron. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Lakshmi, Saraswati. We call Saima. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the spirits of the French Broad and Swannanoa Rivers. We call the following sacred mountain spirits: Guardian Angel, Dragon Mountain Gateway, Shining Rock, Mount Pisgah, Mount Mitchell, Grandfather Mountain, Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Mount Shasta, Mount Everest, Mount McKinley, Mauna Loa, Mount Kilimanjaro, Uluru. We call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Everyone, please stay passive and let the divine helpers create the field for us. The more passive we humans are, the better the field. And again, complete passivity right now, please, for all of us humans. There we go. Thank you, allies. All right, we got a sweet field. Well done, everybody. So take a moment and see if you feel different now. All right, let's do some embodied awakening invocation. So this is where you invite your higher self into your human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. You're just inviting in yourself one level up. This is the being that created your human self in the first place and would love nothing more than to help you out by being closer. So the words are going to be, well, actually, let me just give you a little more theory here. Think of your body as a car. Your ego will move to the passenger seat so your higher self can drive. But your ego is the boss. If your ego doesn't like the way your higher self is driving or just wants to drive again, it just needs to think itself back into the driver's seat. That'll happen instantly. The higher self will immediately step away because it only stays if you want it to. And you can get back to where you were if you wish. So it is reversible. There's no danger, no risk. You can try it and see if you like it. I highly recommend it. There's no place I'd rather be than embodied awakening because among the benefits are there's more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure stuff out so much, you just know what to do intuitively a lot better. And there's this full body euphoria kicks in. So that's just the beginning of the benefits. A lot of them are truly beyond language. So there's no downside that I'm aware of. It's just everything's better when you're in embodied awakening more strongly. And even if you've already got some awakening, my experience of awakening is it's pretty much infinite. There's very good chance that however awake you are, there's a deeper level yet you haven't found out about yet. So embodied awakening can get you there in the first place. And if you're already there, it can potentially take you deeper. Alrighty. So again, knowing there's no risk, it's reversible. You can try it on and see if you like it. And there's massive benefits. I invite you to do this embodied awakening invocation with us. Also, you're not going to get overwhelmed. The nature of these invocations, since you relax and your higher self does it for you, it knows exactly what your tolerance is. It's not going to give you too much of anything, including not too much bliss. So you're safe to relax and just let in what comes. So if you're willing, I invite you to repeat after me the following 8 words. Do them out loud if you can, silently if you must. So I invite you to repeat after me starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Now let the words go and become completely passive. The more passive you are, the better it works. You're going all yin now. And when I say passive, here's exactly what I mean. As the energy comes in, no effort, no willpower, no trying to make anything happen, no stopping anything from happening, no deliberate visualizing or imagining. That pretty much leaves nothing but passivity. The way these invocations work, you just ask your higher self to do this for you. If it sees you trying to help through anything other than passive awareness, it says, oh, free will, I have to honor that. I have to back away. Well, that silly human tries to awaken themselves. Good luck with that. But I could do it a lot easier for you if you just let me back in. So that's why you being passive at the ego level in this style of work is so much better than any effort beyond simple passive awareness of what you're feeling. So, ooh, I'm starting to feel some nice buzz. My experience is the composite of everybody's, live and on the recording later. Recordings, by the way, are for members only. So relax and just feel what you feel. If you feel energy coming in your crown chakra and coming into your body, just feel what it's doing. Let it do it on its own. And if you can't feel that, that is fine. Then just feel your breath come and go. You can probably feel that. So feel energy if you can. Otherwise, just feel whatever the breath is doing. Either way, completely passive other than feeling the energy or the breath? At some point, you may notice that you get distracted. It's okay if that happens, but as soon as you notice it, just gently return your attention back to feeling energy or breath again. If that distraction is still there in the background, no problem. Let it hang around. It's fine. Just don't focus on it. To the best of your ability, just feel energy or feel breath and let everything else just kind of be there in the background if it chooses to stay. And there's one final nuance that you can do if you want, and that is to learn what's the least effort needed to even feel energy or breath. I call this the minimum effort game. And if you want to play with me, let's drop to zero. I mean, literally, no effort at all, not even trying to feel anything. So go down to zero. Whatever happens is fine. And let's try zero starting now. I feel a lot of people popping into embodied awakening. That usually happens. For most people, zero is actually the perfect amount of effort to receive the awakening. So this may lead you to wonder, how will I know if I got to embodied awakening? Well, there are four checkboxes, and if you can check all four, you're there. Here they are. There's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful. And it's effortless, totally holding itself with no effort needed. So if you got the checklist, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, you are in embodied awakening, bona fide. Well done. If you're there, just relax and enjoy it for a moment. You being there, live or on the recording, helps everybody else get there too. We all lift each other up. If you're not there yet, just stay passive and let your higher self help you out. And if you don't get all the way there, no problem. You're welcome to continue with us. But it's good to have the opportunity to go as deep into embodied awakening at the start so you can have the best possible experience for the rest of the event. There's no competition. Just let happen what can happen and work with what you got. Now, if you went to zero and you lost awareness of the energy or breath, just totally can't feel it anymore, then it's okay to add a little bit of effort back. The idea, though, is to add just barely enough effort to feel energy or breath again. You want to just barely enough, minimum effort needed to do that. And then rest in that very small amount of effort. Excessive effort tends to make it harder for your higher self to wake you up. So just find that sweet spot of barely enough, whether that's zero or just a little bit. Just hang out there. Again, all this instruction is just the best you can. You don't have to get it perfect, just give it your best shot. And the field is sweetening. Very nice. We'll leave just a moment longer for people to get into embodied awakening or have it go a little deeper. Remember, passive awareness only, no helping beyond simple awareness of what your higher self is doing for you. That will give you the best outcome. Starting to feel real sweet now. Well done, everybody. Okay. So now we're going to do an invocation for embodying our highest divinity. And what we do usually in Awakening Plus events is we just ask for it and we chill out and receive it. And it works darn well too. So in a moment, you're going to speak to your higher self and you're going to invoke maximum embodiment of my highest divinity that serves highest good, please. And then we'll go for it and just relax. So before we do that, once again, notice how does your body feel? How does your energy body feel? I'm already feeling more like a being of energy than a being of solid matter. See if that's your experience too. You know, whatever your experience is perfectly fine. Okay, so now we're going to invoke what I said. And I invite you once again, repeat after me out loud if you can, silently if you must. Let's start now talking to your higher self. Maximum embodiment of my highest divinity that serves highest good, please. And just for fun, let's throw on this or something better. All right, that's all the words. Relax into passivity. So now we're going to go yin again. Just relax. I'm feeling a whole new frequency coming in. And your job now is to exercise the two P's. Passive and patient. Again, the more passive you are, other than just feeling, that will give your higher self the greatest ease of giving you what you just asked for. It's my belief that your human self cannot do that for itself. That's way above its pay grade, but your higher self can easily give you all that embodied divinity that's available. Just relax and feel it. You can use the minimum effort needed to feel whatever's happening. Again, if you can feel energy, feel that. If you cannot, just feel your breath come and go. Even though we've called just basically for divine consciousness, some people may have a healing experience because as that light comes in, sometimes it's gotta kind of clear away for itself. Oh, that dark stuff's in the way. I need to get in there and flush that away. So you may feel possibly heavy stuff flushing out your hands or your feet or possibly some other place. Whatever your body wants to do, if energy needs to move through, is fine. Just let the body do what it wants, if at all possible. Trust it to release in ways that it knows how. And there now may be more extended periods of silence. If the allies call for me to sing a certain song, I'll do that. That I might or might not. I never have an agenda. I just follow the guidance. So relax. We got another 35 minutes or so together here. So just relax and open to the energy coming down the pike. Some of us will only be aware of our own individual experience. Others may already be noticing this beautiful blended field that's developing for us. Just be with whatever your experience is. We each get the experience that we're ready for. It's feeling sweeter all the time. Just a reminder, some people may have come in after my opening comments. I do request your full focus. Please do only this, just like you're right here in the room with us, because you're co-creating the field with us. There's no spectators here, only participants. So please, to the best of your ability, be fully present with what we're doing, live or on the recording. Thank you so much. I am being called to sing, so I'll get that ready. Sunarayati.
Tabakito तो सुनराय सुनराय थी री 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 Archangel Michael सुनराय थी Archangel Michael सुनराय थी Archangel Michael सुनराय थी Archangel Michael सुनराय थी री 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 Archangel Raphael सुनराय थी Archangel Raphael सुनराय थी Archangel Raphael सुनराय थी Archangel Raphael सुनराय थी री 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 Shiva Shiva सुनराय थी Shiva Shiva सुनराय थी Shiva Shiva सुनराय थी Shiva Shiva सुनराय थी री 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 Saraswati सुनराय थी Saraswati सुनराय थी Saraswati सुनराय थी Saraswati सुनराय थी री 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 Jagannatha सुनराय थी Jagannatha सुनराय थी Jagannatha सुनराय थी Jagannatha सुनराय थी री 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 Jesus Christos सुनराय थी Jesus Christos सुनराय थी Jesus Christos सुनराय थी Jesus Christos सुनराय थी री 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 Mother Mary सुनराय थी Mother Mary सुनराय थी Mother Mary सुनराय थी Mother Mary सुनराय थी री 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 Mary Magdalene सुनराय थी Mary Magdalene सुनराय थी Mary Magdalene सुनराय थी Mary Magdalene सुनराय थी री 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 Shining Rock सुनराय थी Shining Rock सुनराय थी Shining Rock सुनराय थी Shining Rock सुनराय थी री 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 Guardian angel सुनराय थी Guardian angel Sunarai, Sunarayati. Guardian angel Sunarai, Sunarayati. Guardian angel Sunarai, Sunarayati. Boa boa Sunarai, Sunarayati. Boa boa Sunarai, Sunarayati. Boa boa Sunarai, Sunarayati. Boa boa Sunarai, Sunarayati. Otorongo Sunarai, Sunarayati. Otorongo Sunarai, Sunarayati. Otorongo Sunarai, Sunarayati. Otorongo Sunarai, Sunarayati. Neptune, Neptune Sunarai, Sunarayati. Neptune, Neptune, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Neptune, Neptune, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Neptune, Neptune, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Uranus, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Uranus, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Uranus, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Uranus, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Ayahuasca, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Ayahuasca Sunarai, Sunarayati. Ayahuasca Sunarai, Sunarayati. Ayahuasca Sunarai, Sunarayati. Huachuma Sunarai, Sunarayati. Huachuma Sunarai, Sunarayati. Huachuma Sunarai, Sunarayati. Huachuma Sunarai, Sunarayati. Yahe, Yahe Sunarai, Sunarayati. Yahe, Yahe Sunarai, Sunarayati. Yahe, Yahe Sunarai, Sunarayati. Yahe, Yahe Sunarai, Sunarayati. Chabakito Sunarai, Sunarayati. Chabakito Sunarai, Sunarayati. Chabakito Sunarai, Sunarayati. Chabakito Sunarai, Sunarayati. Sunaraya, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Sunaraya, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Sunaraya, Sunarai, Sunarayati. Sunaraya, Sunarai, Sunarayati.
Take a moment to see how you feel in your body, in your energy body. If you can feel your physical body right now, see if it feels more like a solid matter body or a physical body that's all made up of energy. And having noticed that, just relax back into passivity once again. Just feeling whatever's happening. Some of you may be having a deeper spiritual experience than you've had before. Just relax into that. Anything new is going to be a little unusual. There may be parts of you that resist it just because it's different. But just if you're having a novel experience, just relax into it the best you can. Sometimes you have to let go of what you thought you were, what you have been, in order to move into the next level of what you can become. One undiscovered country after another. As the awakenings just go on and on and on. While we're in this field, there is no thought that can help you. There is no image that can help you. What will help you is just awareness of what you are feeling. Feel energy if you can. Otherwise, feel breath come and go. Either way, completely passive, letting the energy do what it will, letting the breath do what it will. You're just the passive witness of it all. This will give your higher self and our beautiful divine allies the greatest opportunity to give you the deepest embodied divinity that serves your highest good right now. I'm sensing there's at least one person who's feeling some resistance to their expansion into deeper divinity. The way I like to work with any resistance that may be in the field is for a moment I give it my undivided attention. So if that's happening for you, just completely feel that resistance wherever it is. Just be with it. You're not trying to change anything, you're just feeling it as it is. Merge with it, become the resistance. Get right on in there. And once you're nice and merged with it, then relax to zero effort. Just chill out completely. And what happens more often than not is that resistance just relaxes with you. And then whatever was trying to happen in terms of consciousness expansion can usually happen much easier. At that point. So try that if you're noticing any resistance spots. We've got a really sweet field, folks. Y'all are beautiful. Thank you so much for co-creating this magnificent field of consciousness. With each of us receiving the strongest embodied divinity that we're ready to hold right now. Some of us are moving into what I like to call bliss puree. This is the field of pure consciousness. When you go in there, there's no you there. It's just the field. You are the field. And it feels really good. If you're in there, enjoy yourself. Some people just immerse into that 100%. Others notice, yeah, I'm there and I'm still aware of my human part too, and I'm in both places. Consciousness can be in many places at once sometimes. So whatever your experience is, whether it's one point of awareness or more than one, just relax into whatever that is. I found it to be a really good policy once I get into the inner worlds, just to be completely passive there. Those realms run themselves just fine. And I'm happy to just be a part of it and part of whatever process is happening there. By the way, there's no way to do this wrong. If there's some mental chatter happening, if your body's distracting you, that's all part of the process. Again, the key, my recommendation is just keep returning to feeling, the feeling in the body, the feeling of the energy, and just keep gently returning back to that and putting your attention there, using the tiniest amount of effort that gives you that awareness. Whatever is happening in the background, thoughts, images, whatever, it's fine. There's nothing to fight. There's nothing to change. Just let them be there in the background. You're just not focusing there. You're putting your attention on the feelings. That's all there is to it. There's no way to do it wrong. By the way, there's no need to repeat the invocation again. Your higher self heard you the first time. Just relax into passive feeling. So I might not speak for a little bit here. We're down to our last few minutes, but let's just relax and just feel the best we can and just really enjoy these sweet last few minutes of our process. If the energy is feeling pretty intense, try not to clench. Just relax into it. Your opening to it will make it feel better and might even take you up a level. In all the years I've been doing this invocation work, no one has ever reported overwhelm. Your higher self won't do that to you. You can open fully and completely to this energy. It is totally safe. While we're enjoying this wheat field, we're going to do some service with it. Beautiful divine allies, please now share this energy with everyone on earth whose highest good it will serve. Thank you. So we humans don't have to do a thing. The allies are doing it for us. By the way, this energy can be infinitely multiplied like loaves and fishes. So if anything, we'll just gain more energy by sharing it. It does come from infinite divine supply. And now every being on earth whose highest good is served by this energy is now receiving some of it. The allies, of course, can know exactly which beings will be served by it. Thank you, allies. And allies, would you now please share this good medicine with all beings in the universe whose highest good it will serve? Thank you. And if you're sensitive, you humans, you may notice a feeling of expansion when you share that large. Your consciousness can become larger too. Just feel whatever's happening. Again, we humans are not sending anything. We are not expending any effort. The allies are doing it for us. But if you're sensitive, you may feel the effects. And they feel really good. Thank you, allies, for spreading the wealth. Appreciate that very much. Divine allies, as we near our ending, please give each human hearing my voice live or on the recording whatever serves our highest good right now, please. Thank you. If you humans want to invoke that, it's a four-word invocation. Again, out loud if you can, silently if you must, just say, highest good be done. And relax back into passivity. Little cherry on top here at the end, so to speak. All right, humans, take a moment and feel how you feel. See if your physical body feels different than when we started. Mine feels like completely different. It feels all luminous and lit up for sure. See what yours feels like, if you can remember how it felt when we started. Allies, please integrate the maximum divine consciousness into each person's physical body that serves highest good. Please integrate whatever awakening they've experienced into their everyday reality to be their new normal, as much as serves highest good. Thank you so much. All righty. I'm going to close the mesa. Just passively notice what happens here, if you can. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Thank you, beautiful divine allies. Thanks for this beautiful experience. So grateful to you all. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this experience, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Beautiful allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate and to whom? That closes the container. If you're not yet a member of Awakening Plus, I invite you to check it out. If you thought this was great, just imagine what it'd be like to be able to do between 12 and 15 events a month with us instead of just the two freebies. We get into all kinds of sweet stuff. Learn more at awakeningplus.com. That's awakeningplus.com. The live events are great, but we have this archive of over 650 events, every one as juicy as the live Zoom call it was recorded from. Everything from gentle to intense, pick your flavor. And again, Awakening Plus is here to support your accelerated awakening, healing, and thriving. And again, check out awakeningplus.com, awakeningplus.com to learn more. Thanks for being here. So if you need to go, that's fine, but we are now going to open it up for feedback and questions. So anyone who, let me get the tech lined up here, just a sec. All right, unmuting is now available. So anyone who wishes to speak, just click that little microphone icon, or if you're on a phone, star six will mute or unmute you. You can also type in the chat and would love any kind of questions or comments now. We'll hang around for a while for that. Both Diana and Jeannie Lee typed, thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome. You're welcome. And as always, we dismiss the allies and they keep hanging around. And if you all notice that bliss upgrade that just happened, they're going to continue supporting us beautifully with energy. So if no one is asking questions or sharing, then you can just kind of have a little extra time here to soak in this beautiful energy. Jay typed, that was amazing. Thank you, Benjamin, with some praying hands. Thanks. Lisa said, thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome. Frankly, one reason we do so many events in Awakening Plus, anywhere from 2 to 4 a week, is I love this stuff. I feel awesome when I facilitate. I like to serve, but it's a little bit selfish too. I really love the events. See, Zen says, gorgeous floaty energies. I feel reset to a new normal, LOL. Good. Brittany says, something new happened. I was just vibing and then became aware of an awareness of love, like union love between Shiva and Shakti. It felt like I woke up to it. Well, Brittany, why don't you just take those felt like and what ifs and just say it happened? Because I think it did. Well done. Good awakening. Jay says, group energy powerful. Yes. There's so much more energy in a group than in smaller numbers. It's one reason we do it that way. Jay said, "My dog came to be with me." Cool. I don't know if you mean like a deceased dog or a physical dog, but either way, that sounds good. Physical dog, thank you. Paula Jean says, "Blessings, Benjamin, with a heart." Thank you, Paula. Ooh, the energy's cranking up again. Thank you, allies. Ooh, got a bunch of words there. Let me catch up with them. Just a minute. So Lisa says, "I used to go to your meetings back before 2014. When I lived in Asheville, I knew you in Spirit Song as far back as the late 90s. I'm so grateful I can still experience what you do from Oregon." Wow, Lisa, that does go back a ways. Thanks for rejoining us. It's a 10-year reunion. Brian says, "Really don't want to leave this most blissful pocket. Deep thankfulness." And wherever that is, I'm not taking it. Paul says, "I've had these experiences throughout my life, and no one ever responded or acknowledged what it was about. This experience explained it. This experience explained it all." Thank you. Wow. That's fantastic, Paul. I'm so glad this was so meaningful for you. Jay says, "You do an amazing work. Don't know how you came on my radar, haha, but so grateful we have met." Me too, Jay. I'm glad you're here helping us hold beautiful space. Jenny says, "Just wanted to offer my gratitude to you for holding this space and providing a safe channel for me to challenge my spiritual self, to challenge my spiritual self and foster its growth. And I always appreciate the music." Thanks, Jenny. Yeah, I love growth and awakening and even a little challenge here and there. And nobody has spoken out loud. Again, unmuting is available if anyone wants to talk. Oh, you know what? What happened? It's not available. I'm so sorry. I think I, oops. All right, let me double check it. My bad. All right, unmuting is now available. So sorry. So if anyone wants to actually speak, you can do it now. Oh, Jenny said, "Mercury retrograde." Yeah, I will. I think as an astrologer, I'd know better, but Mercury retrograde hits me too. Okay, it's slow and oh, Lisa, hi.
Hi. I don't know if you remember me. It's kind of dark.
Yeah.
So I remember the songs. You know, I think it was before you did the ayahuasca. In that in the little house.
Yeah. Well,
And
no, I was I've done ayahuasca for like 18 years. So 10 years ago, I was definitely
okay.
10 years into this stuff. In fact, that it was a shamanic awakening ceremony, right?
Yeah, the Pachamama and you know
Yeah.
those songs
Yeah, so
and
that was my attempt to sort of do a ayahuasca-esque kind of thing without actual drinking anything and just try to give a little of the healing and awakening vibe that an ayahuasca ceremony might provide. So
it was wonderful then and it's just as wonderful now and I've been following you with the Instant Divine Assistance and it's super just when I get stressed out or anything like that, it just is an instant help to me, and I really appreciate what you do.
oh, thank you, Lisa. I'm so glad it's helping you
Thank you.
so
And
much.
hi, Spirit Song.
Paul, did you want to say something? Well, Paul's not talking. You want to say something, Spirit Song?
Yeah, I was just gonna acknowledge Lisa's greeting and say I had the most precious experience of hummingbirds. The hummingbird energy just flooding my field and then the whole field as we went along. I had a Facebook memory come up of a walk that I did in Montford about a year ago. And there was a massive influx of what seemed like fireflies, but of all different colors, and they weren't tangible, but they were very visible. And I captured them with my camera and I put it on again. But it was that kind of feeling of just, I mean, there were so many people trying to identify what that was, and nobody really knows. I don't really know, but it was beautiful, and that's kind of what I was feeling tonight.
Oh, that's
So
beautiful.
sweet. Yeah.
Well, thanks for helping to co-create that with us. Really glad you were able to join us, Spirit Song.
Me too. Thank you.
Thank you, my love.
Thank you for what you do.
My pleasure. Paul, I see you're still there. Did you want to speak? Hello. So, did you want to say something? Nope. Okay, that's fine. Okay, I'll mute you back then. Thanks for being here. Let's see. Angela said, most intense energies yet. I actually nodded off for a quick second. That has never happened to me before. I wasn't even sleepy, LOL. Yeah, sometimes the when you're getting to a certain level, your ego blacks out and it just can't quite stay conscious at that level. But repetition helps. So, continuing to work at getting to levels and then eventually being able to stay awake there is a good practice. Brittany said, no wonder the energies were so extra good. And Brittany says, because Spirit Song was here. I'm sure that helped. Spirit Song is a gorgeous embodied angel, and whenever she shows up, it's always better. All right, anyone else? Oh, Kirk says, happy to experience energies vibrating from the waist down through my legs. Awesome. Sweet. You never know what interesting phenomena are going to show up on events like this. Anyone else have a question or comment? See, Paul says, I tend to be a babbling brook. I'm sure there's a message in there somewheres. Very good. Okay, last call for questions or comments, anybody? All right, we'll wrap it up. One last reminder, check out the membership if you're not already there, awakeningplus.com. It's very affordable and really supportive, and we get to do this stuff 2 to 4 times a week if you want to join us on those calls. And lots of other good stuff there too. All right, so grateful to each and every one of you. Thank you for being here. Thanks for showing up and creating such an amazing field of consciousness. And again, we'll have another free event first Monday of every month, and then there's another one in the second half, and then of course all the member stuff in addition. Many blessings, everybody. Good night.